Vayishlach. There are a number of passages in the Svarno, the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, which shed a very interesting light on the relationship between Yaakov Avinu and Esav. Again, that's obviously the topic of much of Parshas Vayishlach. We know that Yaakov Avinu starts off in the beginning of the Sedra sending messengers to Esav to meet with him, to offer him gifts and the like. Chazal, as quoted by the Ramban, is somewhat critical for Yaakov Avinu for sending these messengers to Esav. They basically say, why did you have to bother? Why did you have to get involved? If you see a dog running around, to go and pull the dog by its ears, is the mashal that Chazal used, you're not really accomplishing anything. Why attract the potential hatred that's going to come in this encounter with Esav? We'll see the Svarno seems to have a very interesting understanding of what at least Yaakov Avinu thought might be the relationship between him and Esav, and that runs through a number of comments that he makes. So first of all, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, that Yaakov sends Malachim in the very beginning of the Sedra, comments the Svarno, Lodaas ma belev ochiv. Yaakov took the initiative in sending these messengers to Esav. It does not seem as if, the way the Ramban presents it, Yaakov knew that he would have to encounter Esav sooner or later, so he figured that he might as well jump the gun and initiate a contact with Esav. No, he wanted to know, Lodaas ma belev ochiv. He wanted to know whether Esav felt warmly towards him or badly towards him. L'deyo maye ose lo. And he quotes in this context, the pasuk at the beginning of Shmos, where Miriam, as a little child, stands watch over her brother Moshe as he's floating down the Nile River to know what's going to happen, to plan out what's going to happen. So Yaakov Avinu wants to know, does Esav like him? Does Esav hate him? You know, he's not quite sure what Esav's attitude is going to be towards his brother Yaakov, and therefore he wants to send these messengers as a trial balloon, as it were, to try to get a read onto, you know, how it is that Esav is focused and what Esav's attitude is towards his brother. At the outset, we might find this a little bit surprising. What was the Shiloh? What did Yaakov think Esav felt towards him? I mean, he had stolen the brachas from Esav. It says at the end of Parashas Toldos that Esav wanted to kill Yaakov. Vayistom Esav is Yaakov. Esav hated Yaakov. But then we remind ourselves that we only know all of that because we're reading Parashas Toldos as the readers of the Torah. Perhaps the Svarno understands that Yaakov was not aware of the feelings of Esav. Yaakov knew that his parents had sent him away to Haran to find a wife, but he was not aware of what the Torah says, Vayistom Esav es Yaakov, that Esav hated Yaakov. He was not aware of that which the Torah says, Vayomer Esav belibo, Yikrivu yimei evel avi v'arga es Yaakov ochi. You know, where the Torah describes Esav as saying to himself, when my father passes away, I'm going to kill Yaakov. It seems that at least Yaakov, from his perspective, had a hava mina. He could legitimately think that his relationship with Esav really hadn't been damaged in any significant way. How else to understand the following comment from the Svarno on Pasuk Vav? Pasuk says that Yaakov sends the messengers to Esav, Kosamrun Ladoni LeEsav, you should say the following to my master, to Esav, Im Lavan Garti, I was with Lavan, I accumulated some wealth, Vahili Shor Vachamard Son Ve'eved V'Shivcha, I accumulated oxen and donkeys and sheep and servants, I'm sending to let you know, to let my master know of all of these developments in order to find favor in your eyes. What's the meaning of those last words, in order to find favor in your eyes? So the Svarna writes as follows. Ki ein safek etzli shetismach al hayosli osher v'chavod. There's no doubt in my mind, says Yaakov Avinu, that you, Esav, will be happy when you discover that I've accumulated wealth and honor. Ve'emtzochein be'einecha kisha avasercha bozeh. And when I let you know this wonderful news, that I've come into a lot of money and a lot of kavod, and that I'm well respected and that life is going well for me, I have no doubt that you'll be happy for me and that I'll find favor in your eyes. You have no doubt? I don't know. I could think of a couple of reasons that you might have some doubts, right? Esav gets the message from Yaakov, everything is wonderful. I accumulated a lot of wealth. I have a lot of kavod. If I was Esav, my natural reaction would be, yeah, because you took the brachas away from me, you know, and now I hate you even more that you're letting me know about all these developments in your life. But again, interestingly enough, the Svarno understands that when Yaakov Avinu goes to Esav, that's not Yaakov Avinu's perspective. Yaakov Avinu, almost innocently, seems to say that, of course, my brother Esav would be very happy to learn of all of my good fortune. Why wouldn't he? After all, we have this relationship one with another. I think it's fairly obvious, should be fairly obvious to us, that the Svarno was certainly not interested, would not have portrayed Yaakov Avinu as naive, but you know, when we read such a comment from the Svarno, our immediate reaction is to say, only a naive person could think that Esav would like Yaakov because of all of the things that he accumulated. But I think it's important to bear in mind two things, and I think the Svarno helps us realize these things as we go through the Chumash. First of all, as we said before, everything we know about how Esav hates Yaakov, we only know because we're reading the Chumash. From Yaakov Avinu's perspective, it seems like he was not aware of Esav's enmity towards him and how Esav was thinking to himself, I can't wait for the day to come where I can actually kill Yaakov. Right? In other words, those were all things which were maybe thought by Esav, but were not expressed. By Yomar Esav Bilibo, Esav said to his heart, and this was not something that Yaakov Avinu would have picked up on in any way. Right, so I guess, you know, either he understood that as not as extreme as it was in actuality, right? Or, and again, this comes to the second point, the same way that Yitzchak, who was an incredible tzaddik, and it's, you know, we can't accuse Yitzchak of naivete, but nonetheless, Yitzchak looks at Esav, and as we saw before in the Svarno, Yitzchak realizes that Esav is no Yaakov, but at the same time, you know, doesn't view him as an out-and-out Russia. So perhaps it would seem as well that Yaakov Avinu as well saw Esav as a person who was not on his madrega, was not on his level, and perhaps in the heat of the moment, hinei Esav achicha misnachem lecha lehargecha. He's very, very upset. He could kill you right now. Okay, but you know, now it's 20 years later. Is he, you know, presumably, says Yaakov, he got over it. You know, presumably, whatever emotions he had at the moment, you know, he's calmed down because Yaakov's view of Esav, similar to that of Yitzchak,